This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
If you think for one second that people are out here that are wealthy, that think the same way that you do, you're sadly mistaken. These motherfuckers aren't thinking, nor do they have the same mindset that poor people do. It is impossible. So I had to focus on changing my mind once I acquired the money, and that's how I was able to maintain it.
I know that you have this Neo thing, and not the Neo thing, you know, you have your profile. Do you want to explain that?
Neo was chosen just like others are chosen. Many were called, but few are chosen. And these are the people that are willing to take the risk and understand that if they leave the system that they've been in for their entire life, that they can actually have everything that they want. There is no limitations except the limitations that you impose on yourself and the limitations of the mind. And Neo is very interesting because I've been talking about the Matrix since 2020. I've been talking about how people perpetrated humanity and enslaved humanity, not with whips anymore and picking cotton, but with something called fractional reserve banking and the Federal Reserve and the slave system and this wage system that people live under. And what I came to realize was that I was that person, but I became free from that, whether it's through the will of God or whether it was, you know, I got lucky, you can call it whatever you want, right? Whatever you want, I got out. And what happens when you have a ton of money? Well, very simple. It no longer becomes fun. You just have money. So now I'm in the pursuit with Capital Club of unplugging people that are ready to be unplugged, that have potential. And what I realize is a lot of people just need somebody to believe in them more than they believe in themselves. And I am that guy. I've been that guy. I've been that guy to you. I've been the guy to a lot of these come up kids. And I'll continue to be that guy because I understand what it takes to make it. Not from an impractical point of view, not from a non-tangible, you know, Dan Bilzerian with 100 bitches but unapproachable point of view. No. A guy that knows how to make money, knows how to multiply money, knows how to keep money, but understands one very basic principle. And the principle is that wealth is more than just capital gains. Wealth is a quadrant of life. And the quadrant is divided into four categories: health, wealth, love, and happiness. If you do not have these four quadrants in your life, you're truly not successful. So I see a lot of people talking about money. I see a lot of people talking about bitches. You know, it seems to be the trend nowadays. But their life isn't whole. Their life lacks completion. Their life lacks balance. And I said this once and I'll say it again. It's the wealthiest man is the one that wakes up with least pressure on his chest. And the reason I know this is because here in Puerto Rico lives the richest guy in crypto. I just got off another live stream. And you know, this guy, I'm not gonna say his name, but this guy, you know, walks around all day drunk. He's all day baked out of his mind. He's not there. He's had like crazy turmoil. Dude can't sleep at night. He's got tens and tens of billions of dollars in the bank account. Is that success? Is that success? No, it's not. Why? Because your goal was to be free, but you just became a slave to something else.
Success is, what is it really? Well, I know what you mean, the least pressure, but what does success really mean?
That's what success is to me, is the person that understands how to unlock completion and balance and fulfillment in their life. Like, that's what it's about. Dude, 2,000 years ago, they were fucking trading cows, bro.
So would you say those guys are successful?
They were trading cows. Dude, it was cows back in the day. Money is an illusion. Dollars in the bank account don't mean shit if you have no health. Dude, do you know, I can guarantee you for a fact, when Steve Jobs was sitting on his deathbed with cancer, he would have given up everything to be you. Mm-hmm. Everything. But he couldn't. Why? because he lacked a quadrant of true wealth, which is health. Like, he lacked it, and it's okay. Dude, I remember when I was doing door-to-door sales in Tennessee, I've never told this story. I drive down this, because you could just kind of go really like, in Tennessee, they have like these big properties. They're like 100, 200 acres long and shit like that, right? Mm-hmm. And I go down this driveway with all like these super beautiful trees. It's like a 3 mile long driveway. I'm like, who the fuck lives down here? Because you can just drive into the like houses and knock on doors. And I go and I knock on this door, and a nurse responds, a male nurse responds. It's this big ass house, like a house, one of the biggest houses I've ever seen in my life. And he knocks down, I was like, hey, is like the owner of the house here? And he's like, oh no, he's sick, he's bedridden. And I see through the windows a guy like in his 50s, he like peeks over and he's wearing diapers, bro. He's wearing diapers, and he's the owner of this big ass estate. This big ass estate, the probably worth tens of millions of dollars, but he has no health. He has to be spoon fed and his ass needs to be wiped by another man. Is that success?
God,
no, it's, to me, it's not success. Now, I understand you're 85, you're 90 years old, you're reaching the end of your life. Things happen, right? But my point is, if you truly want to become successful, it's a balance of life, brother. And people don't want balance. People want fast, instant gratification. They're single verticals, right? They're one or two dimensional, but they lack the fullness of life. I asked so many entrepreneurs, how many countries have you been to? I went to Mexico. That's what they tell me. Oh, well, I went to Jamaica, but they lack fullness of life, bro. They've never been around. They don't know how to live life. It's fucking crazy. And then they come to me, they flex on me some bullshit ass Rolex watch or some Lambo, even if they bought it, and they're foreign and they're whip. And they think that somehow, like, life is about that. If life is measured by the size of the box that you live in, then you lost. You lost before you started. And I'm telling this to you as a guy that's made tens of millions of dollars. And I can tell you, once you've made it, you're like, oh shit, like now what? What happens after money? Most of you guys don't even know. And that's when the journey begins, because money only solves problems that money can solve. And then you're left with a ton of problems that money cannot solve. And those are the problems that you think money's gonna solve, but it truly doesn't. So don't play yourself.
But like, you know, there's the Matrix you said, so Neo, so you know, you got chosen and there's other people chosen. How does someone get out of the Matrix? And like, not in a way that it's like something that someone watching this right now could directly go and do and get
make
themselves
money
out.
That's the first thing you want to do. The first thing you want to do is open up an e-commerce store, learn how to run a business, understand what money is. Cause most of you all are out here, bro, do you understand how many people are working a job? They don't even know what fucking money is. Like, most of you guys watching this video right now, if I was to ask you to define to me what money is, where it comes from, who makes it, and who makes the money policies, right, that you live under, you wouldn't be able to tell me. So, of course, most people are dumb as fuck. So the first thing you have to do is get intelligent, wise up. The next thing you have to do is action. Figure out what goal you want. If it's $1 million, action. What is the action steps? Figure out the least resistance, lowest risk, highest reward business models. Right now, TikTok organic. You could literally get a store up and running in 48 hours, test a bunch of products that you see trending, and within weeks, if you're intelligent, you could have 10 grand in your bank account.
Oh yeah, but what if you only have $200?
Then go make more money. Go fucking work at a waiting job in some fancy restaurant, make $500 a week and put it in a shoebox and wait and do the exact same thing that I did. Mm-hmm. It's not that hard, it's possible. So my recommendation is people need to figure out how to make quick money, not hustle money, not bad money, quick money. And there are ways to make super fast money. I'll give you guys an example. If you go to any local business nowadays, in any place here around you, and you show them, hey, we have the ability to grow your Instagram, right? Just shit like that. How much is it? Okay, I'll charge you $2,000. Okay, perfect. Now you go to one of your boys that runs these campaigns that are the giveaways, right? On all these pages, all that shit. They charge you $1,000. Okay, perfect. Let's say they charge you $1,500. Now you're left with a $500 profit. You grow that business page. They don't know anything about social media. They just want more followers. They want organic followers or whatever, targeted, whatever it may be. And now you've offered a service, you delivered on the service, you've brokered a service, and you've made money without literally doing anything. You just got up, brokered a deal, spotted somebody's need, and you fulfilled it. And that's how I initially made money, was I was figuring out people's needs and I was supplying them.
Okay. So like, you gave some pretty tangible stuff that people can do, but like, to make it clear, because I know people, like, they give themselves every excuse. Let's say tomorrow you wake up, you don't have all
this. Bro, here's the thing. You don't need experience.
Okay.
Nobody starts with experience, bro. Who starts with experience, Islam?
No one.
There you go. How do you gain experience? How do you go to the gym day one, and if you go consistently 365 days later, your form is different, your physique is different, your connections at the gym are different, you're living a completely different game. But you have to show up. Most people don't want to show up, bro. Most people sit like this. Why did this NFT not go up? Let me hate on the... Hey, what's the floor price? What's the floor price? Fucking clowns, bro. You have to go in, show up, put in the work, and it'll happen. Do you understand how many guys, bro, do you understand how many guys in every gym you could literally go to and sell them a social media growth package? All these fucking clowns that like want to flex and look good that have no idea about social media. Dude, you could be selling those packages, make tens of thousands of dollars, but you just don't want to get up. You don't want to work. People do not want to work. The money is out there. There are trillions of dollars in the system, $31 trillion in debt. Somebody has that money. And if you have none of it, it's because you're a fucking loser. And most of you guys aren't losers because you just happen to be a loser. You're a loser because you chose to be a loser. Your decisions have made you a loser. If you choose your decisions carefully, you can choose the decisions of a winner and a loser. And most of you guys are choosing to make decisions that the 99% make. The peasant decisions, right? The peasant decisions. And if you make the peasant decisions, you're gonna have the same outcome as peasants. So most people don't wanna take accountability for their life, right? They look at their life and they say, oh, well, I'm just a byproduct of some other man's decisions, some system, some government. But when you understand that all these things are man-made constructs, you can bypass them. It's very simple. So I'm not in here to talk to all the fucking peasants, all the 17-year-olds, the 16-year-olds that don't wanna hustle. Bro, if you wanna hustle, you'll figure out how to do it, bro. You don't know how to do anything perfect. Go figure out how you can learn Solidity code and do smart contracts online on the internet. You'll learn it in a fucking week, and now you're a valuable asset. Now you can charge $250 to make a smart contract. And now what happens? You get a couple smart contracts going, you get some reputation, you get some rapport, you offer some good service, boom, you have money.
But people don't want to take that step to learn that skill. And these are all things that I've talked to with this chat, exactly. Reselling, social media growth, people needing to all this stuff, TikTok store, e-com store. So like, you really think someone could just make an e-com store right now with a couple $100, get on TikTok and start popping off, make 20 grand.
Yes.
Well, there you go.
100%. Dude, how are you supposed to make money if you don't try?
Oh, well, you know what? I tried a store.
I look at people's stores, they look like some that looks like it was made in fucking Iran by some hood rats, bro. That's what it looks like. People put no thought into their action. They look at a landing page and you look at it and people are like, dude, nobody's buying my shit. Why? Can you evaluate my store? And I ask them one question. Bro, would you buy from your own store? Well, no, it looks a little bit scammy. No wonder, bitch. No wonder people ain't buying. Come on. So that's my train of thought, brother.